More than 20,000 in U.S. died from coronavirus in Biden's third week in office. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 11, 2021. More than 20,000 people in the United States have died from the Chinese coronavirus during President Joe Biden's third week in office. An estimated 20,599 people in the U.S. have died due to complications from the coronavirus during Biden's third week in the White House, according to statistics provided by Johns Hopkins University. Biden's third week, coupled with his first 2 weeks in office, brings the cumulative total to 73,811 deaths in the U.S. from the Wuhan virus, which brings the nationwide death toll to 471,422. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky projected the United States may see the nationwide number of coronavirus deaths exceed 500,000 by February 20. On Wednesday, the CDC suggested that Americans double mask, meaning wearing two masks at once, instead of one, when it published an early summary from a study examining ways to better maximize the fit for cloth masks, examining the efficacy of double masking. The CDC stated that researchers found that double masking could be effective to further reduce the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is reportedly mulling over a few ideas of its own on how it can stop the spread of the coronavirus, which includes imposing domestic travel curbs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., reacted to reports of the Biden administration considering travel restrictions on the state, telling reporters that it would be a political attack against the people of Florida, as well as unconstitutional, unwise, and unjust. "We will oppose it 100%, said DeSantis on Thursday. Ironically for the Biden administration, the federal government's most recent data shows that new coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are on the decline in Florida, a state known for being more lax than others with regard to masks and lockdowns. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.